The decade that just ended was the hottest ever measured on Earth. Climate scientists say even though the latest global report confirms what they were expecting, it makes for sobering reading. And they're warning that the heat is likely to lead to more extreme weather events like the Australian bushfires. Isabel Rowe reports.
Australia has just chalked up its hottest year on record, and this morning, confirmation that the last decade was the hottest ever measured.
What this is telling us is that climate change is ramping up. We've got a climate on steroids and it's only heading to worse conditions.
Australian climate scientist Professor Will Steffen says the latest global climate figures paint a definitive picture of temperature increases on land and sea. Data from the World Meteorological Organisation, NASA, and the UK Met Office found 2019 was the second hottest year on record and rounded out the warmest ever decade. Professor Will Steffen says the reality is serious.
It could well be getting close to too late. Many of us think there is a tipping point in this system. And if we push the climate system, the Earth system, too far, it'll flip to a much less hospitable state.
The data shows 2019 was 1.1 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. World Meteorological Organization scientist Omar Badour is concerned about the creep towards the globally agreed limit of 1.5 degrees, with average temperatures predicted to keep rising.
We are concerned about the figures that we produce. Compared to the targets of Paris Agreement, we can say that we can raise a flag, a red flag now. I wouldn't say I am not optimistic, but this is the facts. Yeah.
Omar Badour notes extreme weather caused by trapped greenhouse gases is already happening.
Wildfires have been also one of the most noticeable events during 2019, even in areas where fires are very rare, like in the Arctic region.
The report warns that reaching 1.5 degrees of warming will melt most Arctic sea ice. Where the Finnish icebreaker MSV Nordica used to sail through thick ice in the Northwest Passage of Canada, ice navigator David Snyder says it's now melting earlier and for longer each year.
I've been coming up here since the early 1980s, and it's very apparent to me that there's dramatic changes in the overall extent and thickness of ice. Where we used to see heavy multi-year ice, many meters thick, now we're seeing much thinner ice and much less ice.
There's also concern for the long-term future of coral reefs, with Sunday's diving instructor Tony Fonts watches that process every day.
Well, unfortunately, the ocean temperature increasing has not been kind to the reef because it creates a phenomenon known as coral bleaching that I'm sure most people are familiar with, which is potentially deadly for corals.
And like dozens of reports before it, the World Meteorological Organization warns the increasing amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere must be curbed to slow the rise in temperature. In the Whitsundays, diving instructor Tony Fonts wants the research taken seriously.
I'm hoping this report will spur our leaders into making serious changes to our carbon emission, and we become a leader in reducing carbon emissions.
It comes the day after Federal Science Minister Karen Andrews said it was time to move on from ideological battles, which she says have robbed the nation of the chance to come up with solutions.
Isabel Rowe reporting.